So I'm Bob, and the reason I'm here, my claim to fame, is because of the blog that I write, Life of an Architect. I'd like to think I'm a good architect, but the truth of the matter is that most of the people who know me through the internet, which sounds kind of creepy. But since that's my current claim to fame, I thought I would take a minute here and talk about it just a little bit. It's been over 20 years since I graduated from UT, and if you had asked me then where I thought I'd be in 20 years, I don't think I would have had an answer for you. I only had three goals when I graduated. The first was that I wanted to make $100,000 a year. I chose that number because it seemed outrageous to me at the time, but also because I thought it represented success, which somehow meant that I'd made it. My salary upon graduation turned out to be a disappointing $22,000 that year, but luckily, things have improved for me a bit over the last two decades. The other goal I had for myself was that I wanted to have a project I designed make it into an architectural history book. Now that's a lofty goal. In the years after graduating, I amended that goal to simply getting my work published. My third goal was that I wanted to buy a jet ski. I never did buy that jet ski. In fact, I've actually never ridden a jet ski, and looking back, I'm not sure why I made that a goal. I was able to achieve the other two goals. Turns out they weren't as difficult as I had originally imagined. So where does Life of an Architect fit into all of this? Well, I started that site as a creative outlet in 2010, when things around the office where I was working got a bit slow. I took it as a chance to learn something new, and without really thinking about it, I just sort of jumped in and started talking. I say talking because what I do isn't really writing. That's an insult to writers. It's simply writing down what I would say to someone if they were standing there with me. I'll admit that my biggest fear in the beginning was that I would be exposed as an idiot, which I think is a justifiable concern on most days. But what I've learned in the 4 years since I started is that more people think like I do than not. People, all sorts of people, like what we, architects, do. Many think they want to be us, that being an architect is cool. When people find out what I do for a living, I frequently hear, "I wanted to be an architect, but ... I tell people, it is cool. You should have become an architect. You're totally missing out. Whatever it is that you do, this is better." One of the objectives that has evolved on my site is the idea of creating transparency in what it means to be an architect. I want people to understand what I do as an architect and think why it's important. It's hard to appreciate something if you don't understand it. Understanding leads to appreciation, and appreciation leads to value. The more people I can get to understand what I do, the better it is for all architects. This is now the main reason why I continue writing my blog. Last year, over 3 million people came to my site to read what I had to say. Remember, this is the site of a regular guy who hasn't made it into the architectural history books, or bought a jet ski. Imagine what would happen if someone with real architectural talent was talking to 3 million people. I have two sisters, both are slightly older than me, and on paper, they're both doing a lot better than I am. My oldest sister is a lawyer. She's licensed in 3 different states, and she's doing pretty well. My other sister, the one that's only 18 months older than I am, was made president of a company whose annual sales exceeded $1 billion a year when she was only 38 years old. And then there's me. What have I done? I have a blog. But it's a good blog. It's a over 3 million people a year blog, and I think it's important. It gets people talking about what architects do. It's fostering appreciation for our craft. It's getting young people excited about becoming an architect, and it's making older people regret that they didn't become an architect. I think everyone in this room should be writing a blog, or at least trying. While it's not easy, it's important for architects to talk to other people about architecture and what we do. It's important that we recognize architects who are doing outstanding work, which brings us to why we're here tonight.